Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. My favorite time of the week for the next half an hour to an hour and a half, I'm going to fill your mind with hopefully new perspective. Today, we're really going to come off the deep end. We're going to get into a concept called medical astrology and the yugas. That's spelled Y-U-G-A-S, yugas. Yugas are earth cycles that go on for about 24,000 years. And yes, it's a perspective outside of our Western perspective of how the earth evolved, but it can be very relevant in terms of how you see your health and your world. And of course, astrology, which really this isn't about today, it's about medical astrology. You know, Scorpio, Capricorn, these sorts of things. And do they have, which is partly a question, relevance to how you see your health? Now, what you didn't know is that the Catholics and the Protestants in the European Christian tradition, Catholic Christian tradition, were all medical astrologers, the most famous of which is a guy whose name you have heard uttered throughout the centuries, Philippus Aurelius Theophrastus Bombastus von Hohenheim, otherwise known as Paracelsus. Paracelsus was Swiss. He was born, Paracelsus, Theophrastus, Bombastus, von Hohenheim, was born in 1493 in a little plot of land, actually a fairly large plot of land, in a fairy tale community somewhere up in the Alps of Switzerland. His dad was a physician. His mom was a mom. Einsiedeln, I don't even think I can fully pronounce it. Einsiedeln, Switzerland, September 24th, 1541. In Salzburg, Austria, just on the border to Switzerland. Borders change over the centuries. At any rate, Paracelsus, unlike his dad, was more than a doctor. He's what you would call an alchemist. Is a woman, Yolanda Jacobi, J-A-C-O-B-H. She's a psychoanalyst. She does an incredible biography of Paracelsus. I put it on the website. Great book. History of medicine is absolutely fascinating. And it recalls a time when the top minds, and Paracelsus was undisputedly one of the great minds, thus his legacy. The great minds of the day were not just physicians, they would have termed themselves alchemists, meaning they used things that you couldn't necessarily see, like under a microscope, which they didn't even have back then. They used things you couldn't necessarily see to create their version of what you needed to do for your health. And believe me, if you were sick back then in Europe, you should and would have gone to Paracelsus. You couldn't have done better. This is a guy that was so legion, so brilliant, that he just medical school hopped. You know, 1541, to be born then is to be born, born 1493. My apologies. 1 year after Columbus discovered America, Paracelsus is born. And we're entering the Renaissance period, or the Enlightened Age of Europe. That's questionable. That it was an Enlightened Age is only relative to what we call the European Dark Ages. Paracelsus is born on the brink. 100 years later, the Italian Renaissance would occur. Well, actually, it was occurring, but it would really blow out into something we were very cognizant of. So this guy was esteemed. He was also a maverick. He was a rebel. He was outspoken. I cite the name, Philippus Aurelius Theophrastus Bombastus von Hohenheim, as in bombastic. Everywhere Paracelsus went, he got thrown out. He'd walk into a conference, he'd take it over, he'd fascinate people, he'd stun them, he'd hold them spellbound with the diversity and depth of his knowledge, and then he would insult somebody, whether it was the entire institution or some medical head in the crowd, and then they'd want to kill him, and back then they often tried and would otherwise just throw you out, and he'd have to run out. Kind of sounds almost like what some factions of our political system today are doing. Bottom line is, this guy, Bombastus, and the word bombastic, they share the same root. But he was brilliant. And he was an alchemist, which meant he used things outside what you could see, one of which was the astrology. Now, maybe you don't know this, but the ancient Greeks, the Romans, the Egyptians, the Vedics, many of the Asians, the South Americans were all looking up at the stars and passing judgment about how the stars affected people. This is a big deal. This is something you want to get hip to. Of course, this is not something you want to get owned by. If you get into astrology in this perspective for medical reasons to garner what you can learn about your health, well, what you've got to make sure is you don't get owned by it, owned, enslaved to it. And that's what, unfortunately, a certain segment of the population does. And of course, this is ludicrous to us. Gurdjieff, whose name I've mentioned, In Search of the Miraculous, my last show, Gurdjieff used to say, to be enslaved by astrology is to be food for the moon. I love that. Any of you police officers out there in the crowd, any of you firemen, any of you ER nurses going to tell me that during the full moon, the lunar cycle, there aren't more acts of lunacy? And anybody want to dispute that? Years ago in New York, I spent a lot of good time tending bar, and when the full moon is out, duck. Now, we know these things to be true. How we're going to contend that there's something up there in the stars, the planets, that isn't affecting the way we behave? I think to deny that is lunacy. Well, let's just take a small leap then to astrology. Thus, the reason Paracelsus, Avicenna, all the great minds of medicine in years past looked to the astrological, keeping in mind, as I said, Gurdjieff's caution, don't become food for the moon. Enough said on that. Just want to clarify our chess game here. All right, so Paracelsus is into medical astrology. What does that mean? Hopefully you're on the website. You need the website today for the pictures. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com. If you're driving, welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Listen, get home. If this show turns you on, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, show 373. That's across 6 years. Got lots of great pictures. Picture number 9 talks about Aries. You know, the sign Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, as a fire sign. And then they talk about Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. You've heard of this, as a water sign. Then they talk about Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn as an earth sign, and Aquarius, Gemini, and Libra as an air sign. Now, that's what's interesting. Because herbs, and I cite an incredible book, anybody into the herb thing, needs to get the 2 volumes written by a guy named Peter Holmes. That's Peter Holmes, The Energetics of Western Herbs. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant author. Brilliant two-volume set. Breaks down herbs and then analyzes herbology through different medical systems, Ayurvedic, Chinese, the Western systems, the ancient European systems, the Greek systems, the Roman systems. Look, everybody's been into plants from the beginning of time. And everyone had a different way of looking at it. And rather than just ascribe to the Chinese system, comes Peter Holmes, who's made his entire life about this. I love the herbs and herbal systems in their indigenous forms. My criticism is we've extrapolated, as is typical in America, outside of the indigenous herbal botanical systems. We've extrapolated out of it to, well, let's just advertise them all over the radio and just dummy it on down to something that everyone can understand easily on their way to Starbucks in the morning. This may have some benefit, but it obscures the deep, rich meaning of the sacred herb. I bring this up because in his book, the two-volume set, Holmes, as does everybody, attaches the herb to fire or water or earth or air. Now, this is going to be very relevant to how you use herbs and to how you understand your health. So when are you born? Well, I'm born on January 15th. Won't tell you the year. There is no year. I have no birthday. January 15th is when I'm born. I'm called a Capricorn. Now, Capricorn is my sun sign. And Capricorns have traits. I have the traits of a Capricorn. Much of the way I present myself on air is related to the fact that I'm a Capricorn. If you look up Capricorn and look at the traits, good traits and bad traits, that's what will come across on the radio. It'll come across in my seminars. It'll come across in my life. It'll come across when I order a slice of pizza in Manhattan, in Greenwich Village, soon to be. But my rising sign, my ascendant sign, and I didn't realize some of you know this, some of you don't. None of you really have an understanding of how to tie this into your health. That's the medical astrology. That's big. My ascendant sign is Taurus. That's the bull. Both of those signs, Taurus and Capricorn, are earth. That means I have a lot of earth energy. That's what some people like about me. I'm like a rock. In fact, I look like a rock. If you've never seen me, rock is a good way to describe me. I talk like a rock. If I conk you over the noggin, you'll feel like you got hit by a rock. Some have said that. At any rate, I have a lot of earth, rock, ground in me. And then my moon. So the astrology gives you a sun, a rising, and a moon. And I'll stop there. It's much more involved than that. But this is a good base for you to utilize in your life in a practical way. And do not worry about being enslaved to something occult. Yeah, there are occult artists in astrology. This has nothing to do with me and nothing to do with you. This has more to do with medical astrology and Paracelsus. My moon sign is Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a fire sign, and any of you that know me know that there's a streak or two of fire in me. So if I was all earth, maybe I'd talk like that and I'd be very grounding and nurturing and all these things. But I would never start to get like that. That's my fire. There's a certain point where too much earth makes me insane. Now, if you put me around air signs, Aquarius, people with Aquarius, particularly if their moons are in Aquarius, and if their sun and ascendants are in Cancer, I actually hallucinate around them. I go to a whole other dimension. Because my earth and fire, if you give me air and water, that balances me.